The story you are about to hear is true, but strange.
Cricket, what's happened? I heard a shot.
Might have known that it'd be a Lundy that'd shoot a Claggett in the back. Go on. Shoot me again. I'm dying anyways.
Yeah, looks like you are for certain.
Shooting in the back.
You got it wrong, though, Claggett. It warned me.
No need to lie to a dying man.
It warned. Here's my gun. Smell of it. No trace of powder smell.
Yeah. You cleaned it.
No, I didn't. Never pulled a trigger. I got no love for you. I hate all Claggetts. But if they grab me for this and haul me off to the jailhouse, you better come back from wherever you're going and be my witness. You bet. Claggett?
Yeah. He's dead.
ABC Radio Network presents Strange, True Stories of the Supernatural, with your narrator, famous author, lecturer, and expert on strange and weird events, Walter Gibson.
Thank you, Jim McKay. Around the turn of the century, one of the strongest feuds in the Tennessee backcountry was between the Lundys and the Claggetts. It was never made much of, but what followed the death of Dan Claggett received wide publicity because of the strange result. A short time after Dan Claggett was shot in the back and killed, his body was discovered by his cousin Zeke. Zeke had the sharp eye of the hunter, and what he saw made him bring Sheriff Regan on the run.
Now here, see for yourself, Sheriff. Not only shot in the back, but here's the tracks of the man that done it.
Well, there's more than one set of tracks, Zeke.
Well, the others are older, ain't they? It's this set right here. Now, first off, he got Dan from behind. Then he come out of the brush calm as you please to make certain he was done for.
You figure it's Jim Lundy, don't you?
Plain as a nose on your face. Didn't Lundy swear he'd put a bullet into Dan, didn't he?
You folks are always gunning for each other. Matter of strict fact, I'm plumb sick and tired of it.
It was Lundy, I tell you. Look at here. The footprint. The boot's big, just his size. There's a nick on the heel. It's his, all right.
How'd you know he had a nick in the heel? Been trailing him some yourself, Zeke?
Might so happen I have. Should have been doing it today, too. Then Dan'd be alive. It'd be Lundy was dead.
And I'd be taking you to the jailhouse.
Now, look here. I called you, didn't I? I brung in the law when I could have just as soon not. Either you start tracking him down or...
Or what?
Us our own selves.
Hold on, Zeke. I'll handle it like the law provides. But I'm telling you this also.
Yeah?
One thing I won't abide is you or anybody else taking the law into your own hands. Because I'll jump on you just as quick as I will on your cousin's murderer.
Then get jumping, Sheriff. There's your tracks. Fetch out your bloodhound.
Sheriff Regan got his deputy and his bloodhound. They picked up a trail near the body of Dan Claggett and followed it straight as a string to Jim Lundy's cabin.
Empty. Cleaned out. He's just gone and hightailed it for somewhere. The hounds. Another trail heading away from the cabin. All right, deputy. Let him run. I reckon Zeke was right. Must have been Jim Lundy or he'd have stayed put.
It was apparent that Jim Lundy was running away from the trail the hounds followed. It led high over Sleepy Ridge and stayed off the roads. But Lundy had to break trail, so those who followed were faster. Soon they had Lundy holed up against a rocky cliff.
Lundy! Lundy, listen to me. This is Sheriff Regan.
I know who he is!
Put up that gun. We got you cornered.
If you want me, you come and get me.
All right. You're asking for it. We'll cut around the other side, deputy, and rush him. Drop it, Lundy. Drop it.
I reckon I might as well.
Don't give us a rough time of it, Jim. You know what we want you for?
I reckon.
Open and shut. There'll be a trial, of course.
I didn't kill him, Sheriff.
You ran. You resisted arrest.
I figured I might as well. Nobody'd believe me.
If you got an alibi, you'd best have it handy, Jim.
Alibi? Only alibi I got is dead.
Huh?
Ken Cleggett. By now, I reckon he knows I didn't do him in, but how that's going to help me, I can't figure.
No. Even if it was true, which I doubt.
So I'll hang, huh?
Ain't up to me, Jim. But if I was on a jury...
Yeah?
Jim Lundy was locked up in the local jail and closely guarded. Not only to prevent his escape, but also to prevent any of the Cleggetts from getting at him. It was while he was in jail, awaiting trial, that Jim Lundy first heard a voice.
Lundy. Lundy.
Who's that? Who's that talking?
You can't see me, but I'm here.
That sounds like...
It is. Dan Cleggett. You won't hang, Lundy. You won't hang.
Sheriff! Sheriff Regan!
Got into you, Lundy, yelling and shouting that way.
It was him, Sheriff. It was him.
What? I don't see no one. Nobody got in here.
It was him, I tell you. Dan Cleggett.
Dan Cleggett. What you fixing to do, Lundy? Plead insanity?
Say, help me, Sheriff. I heard his voice. He said, I won't hang.
He did, huh? You better tell that to the court tomorrow.
Tomorrow? The trial's tomorrow? Sheriff. What's that you're holding in your hand?
A rope. A new rope. A hanging rope.
The next day, the court was crowded to the rafters as Lundy underwent his trial. All through it, the spectators noticed that he kept looking around. He seemed to be searching for someone, whispering.
Cleggett, where are you? I don't have a single witness. Cleggett. Cleggett.
Yes, sir. Many times I heard the defendant, Jim Lundy, there swear to kill my cousin. At least a dozen times. And there's others that heard the very same.
That's right, Church. Bloodhounds picked up his trail right at the scene of the murder. Furthermore, he not only tried to skip out, he resisted arrest.
I didn't kill him. I don't know who did, but it weren't me. I'd never shoot a man in the back, never. I didn't do it. Cleggett, Dan Cleggett, tell him I didn't do it. Tell him.
But Dan Cleggett's ghost did nothing. The sentence was to be hanged by the neck until he was dead. That afternoon and evening, Jim could hear the gallows being erected.
Where are you, Cleggett? Can you hear that? Wherever you are, can you hear? You said I wouldn't hang. You said that. It's going to be in the morning. They're going to hang me in the morning. Cleggett, Cleggett!
9 o'clock already. Here comes Lund. Blame him for walking up those steps so slow. Go ahead, executioner. His neck, go on. That's it. Oh, howdy, Sheriff.
Zeke, I feel bad about this.
What for? He's guilty of sin.
I don't know. I just got a feeling.
Well, the jury said he was. The judge agreed. All that nonsense Lundy was spouting at the trial, my only witness is Jim Cleggett. Cleggett knows I didn't kill him.
Shh, shh, shh. Quiet. It's time.
Go ahead. Spring the trap.
Wasn't the thunder, but
the rope. That knot, it untied. Lundy's alive. Come on. Lundy.
He said I wouldn't hang, Sheriff.
He said it. You saw what happened. Yeah. The rope. It didn't break. It just unwound. As if somebody did it on purpose.
Yes, Sheriff. Somebody did.
A week later, a man dying in another jail for another crime confessed to the fatal shooting of Dan Cleggett. Jim Lundy lived, and everyone who saw the attempted hanging is convinced that it was Dan Cleggett who saved him. Strange.
Tune in for Walter Gibson, your expert on the supernatural. Stories of ghosts, of spirits, werewolves, and voodoo. And each story you hear is true, but strange. Strange with Walter Gibson as your host was directed by Clark Andrews. In the cast were Bob Dryden and Lawson Zerbe. This is Jim McKay speaking. Strange came to you from New York.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.